Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Well, the Rotary Club of Smith Falls is celebrating 100 years, an incredible, incredible benchmark. And here to speak to us today about it are Dennis Staples, certainly a name that most people are familiar with here on Lake 88, former mayor of Smith Falls, frequent commentator, and also a musician every year for the Christmas kitchen party. Dennis, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thank you, Bob.
And Jay Brennan, current counselor for the town of Smith Falls and Rotarian. Jay, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Pleasure to be here, Bob.
It's quite a celebration. 100 years. That is certainly a significant mark. And maybe, Dennis, you can start off by telling us a little bit about the history of the Rotary Club in Smith Falls.
Well, yeah, I'll just back up a bit, Bob. Rotary started in 1905 in Chicago. 117 years ago, and the Smith Falls Club was chartered in 1922, 100 years ago. And I think we were probably one of the first 8 or 10 clubs, Rotary clubs, to begin their operations in Canada in that time. So we've been fortunate in the fact that we've been providing service to the town of Smith Falls in terms of a number of events and activities over the last 100 years, as well as contributing to some of the Rotary International fundraisers worldwide, such as the eradication of polio. So we've had quite a history here in Smith Falls, and I'd say hundreds, if not up to more than 1,000 members coming through our ranks over the last 100 years. And as Jay will comment on, we've had some challenges, as most service organizations have had in the last few years, in terms of retaining and recruiting new members. So I think we're well on our way to our next century here in Smith Falls.
How did you get involved, Dennis? What was it that drew you to the club?
Well, I started with the club back in 1984. A friend of mine I went to school with, who was a Rotarian, asked me to join the Rotary Club. And at that point, I wasn't interested in any service organization. But once I attended a few meetings, I saw the good things they were doing here in Smith Falls in terms of contributing to the betterment of Smith Falls and area. And as well, I had a number of friends that were members, and it was a bit of a social connection for me as well. So I've stayed with it for the last 38 years and thoroughly enjoy it.
Now, Jay, you were nodding your head quite a bit as Dennis was telling us what brought him to the club. I'm sure there's a lot of similarities there for you. What brought you in?
Well, actually, my father, who was a pharmacist in Smith Falls for 40 years, was the member of the Rotary Club. He was the president of the Rotary Club in 1970. And at that time, there were 90 members of the Rotary Club in Smith Falls. So I have great memories of my dad. They had a fair every year in Smith Falls where the town square is going to be. And they had rides. And I have great memories of that. But actually, what brought me to the club was Dennis. So we were talking one night, and he said, "You've got to join." And I did. It's about 10 years ago now. And I've enjoyed every minute of it.
What's it like being a Rotarian, Dennis? Maybe you can tell us what is expected of club members.
Well, when I joined, Bob, the expectations were much greater. You were expected to attend most, if not all, the meetings. But that's now been somewhat relaxed, given the busy business lives most of us lead. And now, as you know, I'm retired, but I think we've been more accommodating to accommodate people who can help out with an event or an activity or attend a meeting. So some of those requirements have been somewhat relaxed. And but for me, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of learning from others, finding out what the needs of the community are and trying to respond to them in terms of assistance and support. So I use a lot of sports analogies. It's like playing hockey. If you put your hockey gear on and sit in the stands, you can't score a goal. But if you join the Rotary Club and get involved, you can make quite a difference in the community and worldwide projects. So plus it's a lot of fun as well.
Jay, maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the local groups that you've helped over the years since you've been a part of it. And how do these groups get selected to receive your aid?
Well, we have a focus on youth and community organizations. We're also very involved with Camp Marywood. This year, we're going to be delivering dictionaries to picture dictionaries to every grade 3 student in Smith Falls. We've done that for the past 4 or 5 years. We also support our hospital. We have a great big commitment to the Heart Institute in Ottawa, which we're fulfilling this year. I believe that's around $20,000, and we're putting the last $5,000 in this year. So it's a broad spectrum of community groups that we support, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, the Salvation Army at Christmas time, and the food bank. So we reach all parts of the community. And I think we're a very important group in Smith Falls, along with our other service groups as well.
It's interesting. A lot of those things that you just mentioned, they are things that happen on an annual basis. And certainly over the past couple of years, organizations such as yours have had to pivot. And we've talked about it before in the early parts of the pandemic that we didn't see people in your position say, well, I guess we can't do it. You all said, how do we do it? And then, of course, that buzzword pivot came around, and the Rotary Club of Smith Falls is no different, right, Jay?
That's right. We have continued our support of our traditional donations. However, with COVID, we had a weekly bingo at the Settler Ridge Mall every week. That's ended. We had involvement with Race the Runway. We do a barbecue at Camp Marywood. We haven't been able to do that for several years. So, it's been a lot of Zooming. The club has continued to meet. And we came up with a strategic plan and a plan to attract new members. And it's been a lot of meetings over 2 years. And the club has tried to figure out how the key is to bring new people in. And I think we're going to be bearing fruit on that very, very soon. And, we're going to be introducing some of these people at the dinner that's upcoming later in the month. And so they're going to bring new ideas, fresh legs, and whatever you want to call it. And really excited about that, because the club is poised to grow. And, we're really happy about that. And the fact that we were able to continue on through COVID and keep that commitment going.
Dennis, I've been involved in organizations before, and when you inject new blood into it, it really just sort of, it's kind of a reset, and it's a different perspective for everyone who sits around that table, isn't it?
Absolutely, Bob. And I'm excited about the new enthusiasm and new ideas. And that's going to, as Jay mentioned, we've got 8 or 10 new prospective members that are going to be joining us shortly. And it really gives a breath of new life to the club, and probably our success going forward for the next several years in terms of a new life for the Rotary Club of Smith Falls. Had we not reached out and invited folks to come and meet with us to find out what their interests were and how that might mesh with the Rotary Club, we probably might be in a similar situation of other clubs that have had to terminate their operations. But I'm excited about going forward with some new energy and enthusiasm here.
Yeah, it's an incredible challenge right now. There's just so many factors in the world, whether it be affordability, people are still trying to find homes and so on. You have people who have left the community, new people who are coming into the community and may not know about the traditions and so on. Jay, there's so many challenges to keeping that membership strong and to increasing it.
Yeah, that's for sure. But as Dennis said, we're going to grow probably by half of our membership now. So I think we have around 20 now, Dennis.
Yes.
That's going to grow by half. So we'll be at 30, and the activities will increase now that we're basically through COVID, God willing. Rotary will become much more active and visible in town, and we'll be able to continue those commitments that we've made and make more impact into the town.
Well, you talk about an impact. It's been 100 years, so obviously the Rotary Club is doing something right. And Dennis, you mentioned it. There's a celebration that's coming up Wednesday, September 28th, to mark those 100 years. Tell us about it, please.
Well, that's going to be a night where we celebrate 100 years of Rotary in Smith Falls. And we've invited a number of key individuals. I believe Mayor Panko, our MPP and MP have been invited with some Rotary officials at the district level. We've also contacted a number of former Rotarians who are still around in the area and who will be coming to that event as well to celebrate what we've accomplished over the last 100 years. And probably most importantly, our new members who will be attending that night will be recognized, and that will give them a good head start in terms of being a Rotarian here in Smiths Falls. So it's going to be September 28th at the Smiths Falls Golf and Country Club, dinner at 6:30. And if anyone is interested in attending that has a connection with Rotary, they can contact either Jay or I, and we could leave our phone numbers on there if you want for those connections.
For sure. And it's interesting you mentioned those connections, and I immediately thought to what Jay was saying earlier, how your dad, you know, was involved. So there may be people out there listening right now who had parents or uncles or someone that they cared a great deal about who may not be with us any longer. And this would be a great way to go and honor their memory and honor their service to the Rotary Club in the town of Smiths Falls, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. And also people that we've touched. I mean, you know, people that we've helped out, and organizations, part people in those organizations might consider joining as well. So, you know, our outreach should be far and wide.
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly would be quite the evening, that's for sure. Now, Dennis, there will be speakers. There's a whole program that is lined up, correct?
That's right. You know, our president will be speaking. District governor will be speaking, and I'm sure other folks will be making some comments and some celebration remarks about our 100th anniversary. So, and I believe Brian Perkin from Lake 88 will be attending as well. So we have a good connection that night with Lake 88. So Bob, he will be able to get some information that we'll be able to communicate on air the next day, I'm sure.
No doubt about it. And really, if anybody's on the fence wondering if this is something that they should take part in, these type of events that you can go to are just phenomenal, because you not only get to see a celebration of what's been done, but you get to see the excitement that is around this club. And especially as you're talking about the renewed energy that is coming in, and it's a very difficult time for service clubs such as yours. So it's really great to hear, gentlemen, that things are looking up, going well, and we wish you nothing but the best as far as this celebration goes. We're just about out of time here, so maybe one more time, you can give us the information. We'll start with you, Dennis. If people would like to get tickets or get more information about this, the best way to do so.
Sure, Bob. They can call me at home, 613-283-2967. But I'd also like to make another invitation. On September the 21st, the Wednesday, we have an event at Royal Canadian Legion in Smiths Falls. We're sponsoring an event to have a book presentation of a Smiths Falls individual who served in the Second World War and spent his time in Iceland, when most people are not aware of that part of Canadian military history. So a local lady who Jay and I are both related to wrote a book about wind, gravel, and ice. So if anybody wants to attend an event on September the 21st, at Branch 95 Royal Canadian Legion at 7 o'clock to hear this fascinating story about Canadian military history. It's free of charge. Just show up. There'll be a chair there for you. And you'll hear this book, which is titled Wind, Gravel, and Ice, by the author Christina Schweniak, who wrote this book about her grandfather, Claude Hill, Smiths Falls native, and his time in World War II serving in Iceland. So fascinating part of Canadian military history. Everyone's invited to attend if they wish.
Fantastic. We'll make sure that we post that as it gets closer to that. And Jay, people can also call you if they would like a little bit more information on that or on the celebration as well, right?
Absolutely. Anything Rotary, 613-283-1840 is my number.
All right. And Dennis, I'll get you to say your number one more time, because I've never heard anybody say a phone number faster than you just did there. So just so our listeners can get it.
I'll go real slow because I want people to call me, Bob.
Yeah.
613-283-2967.
283-2967. Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, gentlemen. We wish you nothing but the best for this. I know this isn't the last time we'll be speaking with members of the Smiths Falls Rotary Club. And thank you for all that you do for the community and all that the two of you have done for the community over the years. I know both of you have given back tirelessly, and it's just nice to be able to say thank you in this type of a forum. So, gentlemen, thanks again.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for all you do.
No problem at all. Our guest today on In Focus, we've been speaking with Jay Brennan and Dennis Staples, of course, about the upcoming event, the 100 Years of Caring. It is a celebration of 100 years of the Rotary Club of Smiths Falls. Again, if you'd like to find out a little bit more, maybe attend, give Dennis a call, 613-283-2967, or you can give Jay a call, 613-283-1840. We'll get those numbers up on our website shortly as well. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.